This is KWBU FM. Scrawled on walls in cities like New York, Rio de Janeiro, and London are the words, "Education is not a crime." The phrase is part of a campaign to spread awareness about the Iranian government's efforts to prevent followers of the Baha'i faith from higher education, from either teaching or studying at public universities. And now that phrase can be found in Waco. Fuad Kozain is a member of the Waco Baha'i Center. He first came across the phrase, "Education is not a crime," in an episode of Charlie Rose. Rose was interviewing John Stewart and Mazir Bihari for the film Rosewater.
As I was watching this Charlie Rose asking Mazir question and John Stewart questions, and I noticed this writing on his T-shirt. And then I followed up and looked it up and went through what it was talking about on the website. There's a hashtag. Actually, what it said was hashtag education is not a crime on his T-shirt. So I looked up and I saw that what it talks about, what the campaign is about, is basically addressing the what is happening to the young Baha'is in Iran who want to pursue higher education, but they basically are not allowed to.
From there, you got in touch with Bihari. What did he tell you about getting involved in the Education is Not a Crime campaign?
The way it's done, Mazyar Bihari said, okay, you find an artist who can paint a mural, and you find a location, and then you tell the artist the concept of what this is all about, and then you leave the artist alone. You let them develop this, because every artist has their own background and their experiences in life. So you leave them alone, let them be free to paint and draw whatever they want to, but express this voice, basically. And we Baha'is in Waco, we said, okay, what are we going to do? You know, we want to do this, but who's going to do it?
And that's where Tony Bryant comes in. Tony is the artist behind the Education is Not a Crime mural. Now, Tony, before you started your work on the mural, you read up on the campaign and came across the story of a girl named Mona Mahmoudnizad. Can you tell me about her and how her story influenced your work?
That story of a 16-year-old girl really touched me. And not as an artist, but as a human being. And I figured I had to tell this story, but I had to tell it in a way where it would be easier for people to pick up. And I added little things like, you know, the clock with 9/11 on it, so that this is an emergency. We need to get this problem taken care of pretty quick. And the judge, which is the gavel and the handcuffs and the diploma, because they did go before a judge and he asked them to recant their religion, their faith, and their will to educate children. And they said no.
It's a powerful story, and you can see its influence on the mural you've created. Now, this mural is outside the Baha'i Center, and it shows the faces of those women like Mona who were persecuted and killed for educating others or pursuing a higher education. Some are crying or praying, others imprisoned behind these pencils.
The women behind the bars are the women that died, and the kids and the children you see in the picture having so much fun and excited because now they are free to be able to be educated. And that's the reason why I added a lot of the children and showing them, you know, in different emotions and different, sceneries. Cause, so they that we would get an idea that the women behind us just didn't die in vain. So they, death was a part of the struggle in order for the young women today to be free. And that's when I came up with the concept, educate a girl and you educate the world.
Now, I want to turn back to you, Fuad. What's on the horizon for the Baha'i Center and its involvement with the Education is Not a Crime campaign?
Well, the mural itself for us is a educational process for folks to stop and look. Not so much that to come to the Baha'i Center, but just the concept. And become interested to go look it up, because on the top of this mural, there's hashtag education is not a crime. And for that, expose that. So people become interested. What is that about? You know, it looks like an interesting, beautiful painting, but what is that on top? Hashtag education is not a crime. Kind of like what got my attention. Our hope is that folks will be motivated to look and become more concerned about education of girls and women and Baha'is. Why are they being persecuted? What do they believe in? You know, and go a little deeper into that.
You can see a picture of the Baha'i Center's Education is Not a Crime mural on our website at kwbu.org, or you can see it in person at the Baha'i Center at 2500 Bosque Boulevard. Fuad, Tony, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Carlos, for inviting us.
Thank you.
This was wonderful.